Okay.
So yesterday, what did we speak about?
The Rav.
Yeah. The Rav. Okay. What was the idea about Siddhas we spoke about?
The Chayla is it's like things that's the supernatural and the natural.
Fantastic.
We need both. We need a balance of both in our lives.
Yeah. Awesome. Excellent. And what does it mean to be a Jew?
I believe have both. Like to know that at times like the supernatural, we have the Chayla, we also have the law.
And we never give up.
Yes.
Because a Jew is never in a place where he can't get out of because we have supernatural powers. Who here saw Spider-Man on their off day? The people that are not here, I believe, are watching Spider-Man.
Yeah, Harry Potter.
Why not Toy Story? I don't understand.
I told them I think it's a mistake.
Yeah.
I said you're feeding the machine if you keep on watching every time they remake the same Spider-Man. I think it is the fifth same movie of Spider-Man. It's not even number five. It's the fifth remake. And I said, you're feeding the beast. Watch Toy Story 4. Anyways, but...
It wasn't good.
Toy Story?
No.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Even if it is good, you can't see it.
It was great. I saw
Toy Story.
It's nice.
It's a busha. Talk about another time. But Spider-Man has supernatural powers, and so do Jews. That's the point here. But beyond Spider-Man. Spider-Man might have been love one. It was like a bite, I don't know. Science. I'll pick the movie, it's science, right?
Yeah.
So, it's lava. So today we're speaking about... Every day I say we're speaking about the most famous part about Siddhas. Today's also like the most famous part about Siddhas. What?
Most famous.
Like you're seeing from our Limud, no? That like when you learn, like Elam, like you get to answer all the... Like, you get it and it's not that crazy. You just can't do it. You can like take Siddhas and learn all about it from like learning the Siddhas. That's the goal. It's just like, see, it's not... Loma Ever Layam. It's very close. So, we've seen the Mishnah four times, and we're going to see it one more time, and see Rashi four times, we'll probably see it. I don't know, I can't tell you. Who knows? So, Tcheles Ein Makev is a love one. So, it's Rashi, new. Alright.
You want me to read?
Adi, what does Rashi say? Give me the first line of Rashi. With a bren. You know what a bren is?
Okay.
Like a fire. With the brains, yes, with the fire. Let's go.
And even though the mitzvah is to put two strings of tchelas and mitzvahs,
right. Pause there. So our sugya today is figuring out how many blue strings do you put on your tzitzis, how many white strings do you put on your tzitzis. Rashi says, two what?
Strings of tchelas.
And how many whites?
Well,
how many strings are you have on your scissors?
Well, four, so it would be two.
So Rashi Baskin is two and two. Okay, now you read that Rashi. You didn't know this was a sugya yet. So, but Rashi, right away, like you learn the Mishnah, and all of a sudden Rashi says, okay, there's a mitzvah of two and two. So first you scratch your head. Well, first what do you do?
It's like, good
shot. That's a nice Rashi, first you say. Then you say, okay, wait a minute. That sounds like a sugya I've heard about. How many whites and blues do you have? And if Rashi says one thing, maybe someone else disagrees. So first, we got to think for ourselves. We read the Pesukim. What does it say in the Pesukim? Who looked at the Pesukim during Seder? Okay. Maybe someone else should, maybe. I don't know. You look at the Pesukim. What's the vibe of the Pesukim?
Nah.
I'll read you the Pesukim and you vote.
Heal.
So what do you guess? You guess one blue, and how many whites?
It would be, if we're going with the one and four,
yeah,
it would be one and four.
No, one and three.
One and three.
The Tosfos kills
But let's pretend we didn't see Tosfos. Yeah, you read the Pesukim. You say one. Okay.
I would say one and
okay,
seven.
So now we have our own ideas. So now we can read Tosfos. Right? Tosfos.
You're just going to leave one line of Rashi.
Well, we read this Rashi many times already. And the rest is talking about what we spoke about already. You want to finish it? You can finish it. Here we go.
Even so, they are not dependent on each other.
Okay.
Even if you have just four strings of tchelas or four strings of white, you are still using.
Right, good. Excellent. Shittas Rashi, two and two. Not bad. Jaggy, Tysis.
Oh, which part?
Top. You read the first part. Go. Shitas Tosvos.
So, he said that the mitzvah is two strings to cut to two strings. It says, "Masma lo ora the enzim akivetzem." So he implies that they aren't like they aren't akiv each other. Shema til shnei chotim and echad yotze. If you do two strings from one of them, you don't say ki anef ad
dittani
ad tefil shol yari and mavi zet shalosh. So I learned this from a tefillin. Or if you have this shaliyah, it's not the after shalosh. If you only want them, put on one of them. Although the conscious bears, but Rashi explains, but Rashi explains, if you do one of the colors, you so you'll say, there's no need under no, and this is how we, it's our tradition. So it's
good. Shitas Tosfos is? 2 and 2. Why?
Because of our tone, you just put on tefillin.
No, that's what we spoke about already 2 days ago. That was what's ma'akev. But the first thing to us is mitzvah lo se shnechut in treles, shnechut de lavan. Why? So, next part to us. You got a boat off shlita. All the way down. Right, who says you need two chut in lavan, two chut in treles? Right, what does a gedilim kavid kra mean?
So maybe the pasuk, one pasuk says gedil is just one, and you have one and three.
So Gemara has a drasha later on that gedilim teaches you when the pasuk says gedilim tasalcha teaches you have to have four strings. So it's it. So Tos is asking, we know you have to have four strings. Maybe it's three and one. It's a good kasha. Tos took a little break. A lot of lines, and then came back to the first line and said, okay, we said you need two and two. Where did I get that from? Continues Tosos. What does that mean?
So, since we need two, we need two shapes of us, it's logical that we're having equal amount of some other.
What's that logic? Explain to me what svara means. Who knows what Tosas svara is? Did you think about it? Did you ask? You gotta ask. Tosas is a svara. What's a svara? Gabe?
Mala say this, like from Seder. Like from Seder, from what we said.
Sure.
Mala spoil it.
Let's go for it.
So, if you go to a store and you see apples and oranges, and you're going to buy, you're going to buy the same amount. If someone tells you to buy me apples and oranges, you're going to buy the same amount of each. That person. But if they say, can you buy me watermelons and rice? How much watermelons are you going to buy and how much rice are you going to buy? Or you're going to buy a lot more rice than more watermelons, because watermelons are gigantic, rice is really tiny. Right? So same thing here. If we have tzitzis and chela, right, you view it as apples and oranges, and they would be equal. Right? You get two apples and two oranges, so until you have two strings of tzitzis and you have two strings of chela. Or do you view them as totally separate? And therefore, you would have an uneven amount. So Tosfos with the svarahu is that he views them as apples and oranges. Then it gets a little confusing when he says, and he says that the lavan is actually more kalush. That's where I'm confused.
Right. So Tosfos then goes on and says, how do we know it's... So first, the svara... We'll see how much Gabe gave us in the answer there. Because the svara could be that they're the same. Tcheles and lavan are the same necessity. Let's say the mitzvah. But look, continue on in Tosfos. Yes, Lomar came in the tray, mine by. Sorry, further down. Va'od psil treles kosev upsil mashma tray. It says psil means two. Kedoshim parak balo. It says in Gemara Yom Kippur psil shnayim psilim dalas. Psil means two. Ve'lova nami lo pagas mitray. So you push it at that two because it says psil treles. So maybe you can have three treles. You know, maybe you don't need to have two whites. Says the Gemara. You need to have at least two whites because it's more kadosh than tcheles. You have to start with lavan. So we have our question on Tosis. What did you guys ask when you learned that Tosis?
You asked the question here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I saw. Yeah.
So
What's a svara good? What else?
How do you view tzitzis and tchelas?
How do you view tzitzis and tchelas? Right, that's the question we asked on the first day, which we're now getting around to.
He still sort of doesn't answer if it's 3-1 or 2-2.
Well, he does.
No, but he says
there has to be two blue and there has to be two white.
That you could still have three white.
No, you need to have two because psil means two. You must have two blue.
You need to have four total.
Yeah, that's, you need to have two blue.
Oh, that's right. Two blue. So yeah. If you have two blue, you can't have less.
Why is Lava more Kadosh than blue, than Tchelas? Great question. Intuitively, it's a quick vote. What do you vote? Tchelas or Lava is more Kadosh? I vote Tchelas. What do you guys vote?
I think that just because, you know, it's like more rare and it's like an extra nice thing to do.
Right. Like I was saying, like a diamond is very, very spitz. Limestone is not. Right? Sapir, right? Sapphire is very expensive. So anyways, it's a question. We'll have to figure it out.
I said the logic for it to be more Kaddish. You're going to say that the Mitzvah was more Kaddish and like, you say it's added and like it's not as Kaddish, but the Mitzvah itself is more Kaddish.
You're saying Tchelas is added?
Yeah, I'm saying
is it added or is it two parts?
I'm saying, especially if we're saying that that's like 3-1, or like,
then
you would say that it's less, but like, based on this, was a low one.
Interesting.
Well,
could be.
Based on not the
well, you're making an assumption in your attack of the assumption.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see, right? But that's a good point. Maybe if the base mitzvah is love, and there's more colors.
Especially today.
But what does Tosfos sound like? Especially based on the Svarahu, the whole, like,
does
it? So are they equal? Let's come back to it at the end. We'll see if that still works. What's up, Josh?
Well, you see, also it kind of seems that Tchelas is more of like the Adam.
No, so Tzitzis Akanav, right? Psil Tchelas.
I thought that the thing was here, you know, the back where I'm sitting like this.
Okay, I got you.
No, fine. I need a
bit of a shake-up.
No, I felt like I was leaning.
Tosis threw him off his chair.
And then I wasn't, whatever. But I still...
Yeah, what's that?
He still doesn't talk about the connection between tefillin and tzitzis.
Tefillin and tzitzis.
Because he mentions tefillin earlier, saying that he's in like an akid, but why is it in the same mission? He doesn't answer that.
Okay.
That could be somewhere.
Yeah, I thought we answered that. Yeah, it could be in it.
True. So you can't see it. So you can't see it.
Okay, who disagrees with Rashi and Tosfos? Okay. Who else? Yeah.
Patil doesn't sound like two to me. Patil sounds like one.
So sounds like one. Okay. So you sound like?
So
your aunt, he lived in like the 1100s.
Right.
The Rambam.
Wait.
We'll open up a Rambam. Rambam says.
Is
what?
The Rambam says that.
Okay, but let's read the Rambam. Rambam says at the end of. In Aleph Vav, Tzitzis, V'yiye Echad Mishmone Chutin Chut Tchelas. One of eight is going to be Tchelas, and one is going to be, and the rest of the seven are going to be Lava. Where does he get that from? And why does the Ravid reject the Rambam?
Rambam
gets it from Tzio, right?
I guess, that's where you have to. But then we have the question like, Rambam obviously had a Gemara Yoma.
Right, so for some reason Rambam doesn't translate psil or explain psil to mean two.
Right.
Rambam says psil means one, which is kind of how you would have thought it before you read Tosos.
Right.
Yeah, but how can you do that?
How can Rambam forget the Gemara?
Yeah.
What do you mean to say? Yeah,
that's great, right? How can you do that? Shela Tova.
And at least, like, the Ravid, when he says, like, you know, it's 2 and 6, like, that makes, like, a little bit more sense. Because Psyl could mean 2, you know? And then, you know, you have 6 extra. He just doesn't think that it's, you know, he doesn't think the total is 4. He thinks the total is, you know, 8. That's how, that's his measurements or whatever. So when he said, when we're saying Psyl is 2, like, maybe...
So everybody's reading the same Psukim.
Yeah, everyone's reading the same Psukim book.
But who was I talking to this for? Oh, someone asked me this morning about translating a word. He's like... Is it Danny?
Danny
Sulevich.
Sulevich.
Tzuritz. So Danny asked me, he's like, is it a big difference to learn something in Lashon HaKodesh or like a translation?
Learning based on their translation.
Exactly, that's what I said. I think is when you're translating something, you're really explaining it the way you want to explain it. So this is an example of almost the same thing. They're not really translating psil, but they also are. Right? If you translate it based on a Gemara Yoma, you get, okay, we got two, we got four, two of four. Rambam says it's one of eight. And then the Rambam's like, no, psil means one of four, which is two of six. So you look at my tzitzis and I got half. The Rambam's like, half, that's crazy. One of four, that's two of six. Two of eight, sorry, thank you. Two and six. Two of eight. And this is, I tell you, this is a lot more expensive. Four blues of eight. That's a lot. Damn. Think of how many snails you gotta kill to make one pair of tzitzis. It's a lot of work. So now, this is gonna be a hard question. Is everybody excited? This is easy questions are not as excited. My question for you is, you now have, like, first, easy question. How would you divide up the Shitos? Who agrees with who? What's the... How's it work?
Rashi and Tosfos, Rambam and Raavi.
So you want to put it like that? Okay. Yeah, right? Let's say the Rambam and Raavi kind of agree.
Yeah, I think that's the way that makes the most sense. Because, like, it's either you're viewing it as one or half, or you're viewing it as two and two. It's equals.
Right.
And also, yeah. We could both say... It's possible we could both say that Psyll means one, and it's just the argument what's a Psyll.
Yeah, probably. That's what I was thinking. That, like, Rambam, for some reason, is counting in eights.
Yeah.
But Riley, for some reason, is like, yeah, like, what? Let's count in fours. Like, that's what everyone's doing always. So I don't know why they disagree. And the Riley thinks Rambam, like, made a mistake. He's wrong.
Toast.
That's actually friendly. Sometimes they really go at each other. Like I told you, Shorey, who I told you guys?
Yeah, I remember hearing that.
Shorey, yeah.
I don't know when.
I don't know when I said that. Right. So now my question for you, and I'm not going to speak for a minute after I ask this question. You should think. But like we were saying, today we're giving a shiur which you can give yourself. You learn up the sugya, Rashi, Tosfos, you know how to do that. You look at a Rambam, you look at the Rambam, he's right there. You've now got the Shitos. The next step is wondering why they disagree. You put it in the right camps also. You got Rashi, Tosfos, you got Rambam, Rambam. Why do they disagree? So we said maybe they fundamentally understand the word psil differently. Okay, that's technical. What does their machlokes reveal, perhaps, about their understanding of tzitzis? Meaning we have the machlokes, why are they arguing, and there's the shorash of the machlokes. What big gadol about tzitzis are they perhaps disagreeing about? And I'll give you 1 minute. In the interim, I will drink this cup of water. You must wait the full 60 seconds. Mukhanim? Yeah? Take one, J Dubs.
What you got? Aren't they like counting kind of together like what in life is more like how much of life is like Chelas and how much of life is Lava? Like, I guess Rashi and Rambam would say that like half of this stuff is like more spiritual, you know?
So Rashi tells us.
I know, yeah, Rashi tells us, you know. And Rambam would say that there's like a slice of life that's like that and it's more of like a lot of the known. There's like that.
So what's funny about your response is that, well, I don't think it is technically what they're arguing about. Like anyone who learned, like if you learn Rambam, like Rambam is super, super, super rational. Like for Rambam, like everything makes sense. Everything's got smarter. There's very, very little supernatural. So when I learned that, I thought it was kind of funny. Like Rambam is the one that has like seven white and only one blue. Whereas like Tosa is actually like a little more mystically inclined, whatever. So it could be. It could be. Is it necessarily what they're arguing about, or did we like kind of attach it to Tchilas and Lavan? Maybe. But okay, that's good thinking. What else? Yeah?
Maybe Rambam kind of would like take a little bit of Tosfos' argument when Tosfos says that Lavan is more holy than like the Tchilas, so then that's why he's like, oh, that's why I'm going to have, you know, seven out of eight of whatever you love them. So maybe he's using a little bit of Tosfos' argument, but not fully agreeing, obviously, because of the Tosfos says two.
Now, it might not be Tosfos's, like what you already said, it might not be Tosfos's idea that Lavan is more holy than Tchilas. It sounds like the way Tosfos says it, it's like agreed. Like everyone agrees it's holier than Tchilas.
Yeah.
So, Rama would want more white, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Interesting.
They all arrive at going with the Pesoya.
Interesting. Like, more pshat pasuk is Rambam and Rambam and Raya. Okay, great.
I guess that's
what
they did.
Yeah.
Very good. Hey, Darshan. See, okay. And the final, the holdout?
I was thinking maybe just the disagree on the importance of loving versus
kind of like. Okay. So you guys got, I think, let's put it together, because I think we got it. This is from the Netziv. The Netziv... Who knows any Sfarim written by the Netziv, or who he was?
I know who he was.
Who was
he? Yeah, but like, yeah, we had a few sources from him, like in the age.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, anybody know anything about the Netziv? So the Netziv lived late 1800s, let's say. He was in Volozhin. Okay, he was in Rosh Yeshiva. The Netziv was in Volozhin with which other famous Talmudists?
Yeah.
Reb Chaim, yeah. Chaim and Brisk. They were both co-Rosh Yeshiva, and they switched off. They gave Shiva 2 days a week. And Netziv wrote a parish in Chumash called Hemek Davar. You might have heard of that. Hemek Davar is unbelievable. It's the most like deep psychological insights. It's one of my favorite parishim. It's like, it's got some incredible, incredible stuff. It's like a brown set. You might have seen it. But what the Netziv considers to be his like main life's work is he wrote a parish on the Shiltos. Of Rav Haigon, I think. Like, no one else writes Perushim on the Shiltos of Rav Haigon. He wrote it, it's called the Hemek Shela. I don't know that much about the Shiltos of Rav Haigon. But, I will tell you this. The Netziv writes in Parshas Shlach in the Shiltos, he brings up this sugya, because he's talking about Tchilas and Lava. And the Netziv brings up Rashi, and Tosfos, and Rambam and the Ravid. And he says, what are they really arguing about? Not just how to touch a pasuk, but they're really arguing about is something which is even more fundamental than how to read a pasuk. The machlokes really, and this is answering a kasha we asked on day one, is what is tzitzis in essence? Is it white and blue? Is it tchelas and lavan, or is it lavan with some spice called tchelas on it? According to Rashi and Tosfos, tzitzis, how many do we need of each?
Two.
Two whites?
Two.
Two tchelas. According to Rashi and Tosfos, tzitzis means tchelas and lava. They're together.
Yeah.
In theory, they even should be ma'akev, but for some reason they're not. But they're two parts of tzitzis. But according to Rambam, what does Rambam say?
Rambam was told that it's white with a little bit of spice.
Look at the pasuk again. You guys were right when you read the pasukim and you said Rambam reads it better. Look at this. Dabra b'nei sev martalim mesulahem tzitzis. Make tzitzis akant avidei medorosam. V'nosnu al tzitzis akant apsil tcheles. On your tzitzis, the white, put a psil tcheles. It should wrap around. Look at the tzitzis of the Rambam. Look at this. V'nosnu al tzitzis hakanaf, these whites in the middle, psil tcheles. What tzitzis is referring to, the white. So the fundamental difference here between Rashi and Tosfos, which you can just learn from the way that they decide to how many blues, how many whites, is helping you, what is tzitzis really? Is it just white, and then the blue is like frosting on the cake? And that, by the way, is what you were saying. The white might be more kadosh, because tzitzis really is the white. right? The blue is like something special. But the white is tzitzis. And I think, Jig, you said this, right? The mitzvah you said is white, so...
That's right. How Tosfos quotes that.
Right, but I think it's agreed. It must be it's agreed.
It's an agreed upon concept.
We'll have to see. Must be.
Like, I know Rambam doesn't really quote that type of stuff, but like...
Yeah.
It's just funny that Tosfos brings it up when he doesn't seem to hold like that.
Yeah, so it must be the Gemara is clear. It must be the Gemara makes it clear. Like, white is more kadosh. Right? But now you see. So what started is just like, okay, we learn a sugya, gevalt. We know the sheet as well. It when you learn a machlokas, you really think about it. It develops into a whole understanding of what tzitzis is. That's it. What's up?
So the Nitziv would agree with Rambam.
The Nitziv did not agree with anybody. The Nitziv was coming much later. He was explaining. Yeah, he explained the machlokas.
Okay.
Interesting, right? And that's where we stand. So quick chazara. What sheetas do we have about tzitzis? Tchelas and Lavan.
Rashi
told us to say 2 and 2.
Ram
says
1 out of 8.
1 and 7, right? And Ravid says
2 and 6.
What are they really arguing about? Be'etzim?
What is tzitzis?
What does Rashi and Tosas hold?
Blue and white.
Equally blue and white. And the Ram and the Ravid hold?
White and the spice.
There we go. Chiras is the spice. Okay? Awesome. Shkoch for today. Very, very great.
We're waiting.
Oh, I'll share with you one more thing at the end. Very interesting. One question you then should have asked me, which you didn't, because you didn't think about it yet. I'll answer the Kasha. What do you... We'll end off with this. I'm not going to give you the answer. You just heard the Rambam Shita. And we've learned enough of the Sugya to now think, okay, if Rambam holds that Tzitzis is really white, so what should bother you? That's the psukah. If white is the mitzvah of tzitzis, I'll give you a hint. The answer is in the question is in the Mishnah.
So, how can it?
Otherwise,
in Mount Kevin. Right.
What do you mean?
Why should the thought of tchilas take away from white?
That's one great question. What's the havamina? If the mitzvah is really tzitzis, and how can you have tchilas without lavan? If the mitzvah is love, how can you tchilas love? That's a good kasha, no?
Yeah.
You can't just let the Nitziv get out of here with that, right? So the Nitziv answers, he says, must be that for Rambam, if you look at the halacha very, very closely, the one that we saw yesterday in the culinary area, the right one, not the wrong one, the Rambam actually says, there it is, I know, Aleph Vav, I think it was. That was today. Yeah, look at this. Aleph Dalet. If you read the Rambam very closely, we saw this earlier, sorry. The Rambam doesn't quote that Tcheles would work alone, except when the white strings get cut off.
Right.
He doesn't say that if you only have Tcheles, you can tie only Tcheles.
Yes.
But I remember he has a funny lashon. Yeah. And it says, it must be, the Rambam doesn't hold you can make a tzitzis of only tchilas, lechatchila. If you only have tchilas, you can't make tzitzis. That's what the Nitziv holds in the Rambam. That you can't have tzitzis that are cool tchilas.
What?
The Rambam paskins against it. Yeah, because, I mean, the first line of the Gemara says there's another shita, it's Rebbe's shita, which is the Arme Akev Zuazu. You're going to see that, I think, maybe tomorrow.
Yes, on the back of the
Yeah, this is machlokas, but and the right way the Rambam paskins is his own way.
I think the Rambam still follows with it, like still works with our Mishnah.
Yeah,
How
can you have only tchelas though? Wow. If the mitzvah is tzitzis, is the love, and how can you have only tchelas?
By the way that he explained it, the only way that works is if the love on falls off.
Right, but you can't like a priori put on just white.
You can't just put on.
Sorry, just blue. Just tchelas.
Yeah.
So until now we thought you could.
Right.
So I'm saying no.
But like, I think the Rambam works with the Mishnah. It's not like he's going against it.
Right. It could be he's disagreeing with the Mishnah, but how? Right. Exactly. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Shkoyach, gentlemen. See you tomorrow. Anybody off tomorrow?
Josh.
After hard work as division head. Division head for one day. He's got to take a break.